some issues, and I know that you just miss him. I got a fever just to see her, feeling like a stalker. And didn't know I'm really good at making you feel awkward.
Okay, so yeah, this is my final weekend of my 20s, and it's been inside working. Probably just gonna go down to the bar and get a steak for dinner.
How do you feel?
I feel like an adult. I feel like a man.
Wow. So you're not even 30 yet, and you already feel like a man.
I'm like, all right. Like, I woke up Saturday, I gotta get shit done.
Oh my gosh. You're like, I feel like you've changed so much since we first met. That's great though.
Yeah. So what's new? So what, how's things on in Switzerland?
Well, actually, I'm like in a really bad mood. Like, not like bad, where I'm just like, I think I'm starting to feel really lonely, but I'm starting to feel, okay, so when I first moved here, I had like made these Swiss friends, and I was like, oh, cool, I'm like part of a community, so I thought it would be really easy to transition and everything, but I realized, I think those friendships were just, they were like really just casual. You know, like, I feel like people aren't, because I think since I moved here, I'm more invested in the friendships. Like, I'm more willing to make friends. But I feel like the locals here, they're not as interested. Mm-hmm. So suddenly I just feel like, okay, like, I thought I had this like newfound friends, but I don't. And yeah, so I think, I mean, and at this point, I'm like getting closer to my coworkers, which is cool. But I guess I thought like, because I feel like when you make friends with locals and you kind of feel more like, you just feel like part more integrated, because otherwise all your friends are just like your colleagues and stuff, which is fine. But like, I guess just realizing like, oh, I didn't really make, I guess, real friends. I don't know. I just feel kind of down about it.
Well, you know, to like lay off the pressure, you've been there like a month. Like, I don't think it's realistic that you've met like lifelong friendships with Swiss people. You know, especially since half the time has been like adjusting to a new job and looking for an actual home to live in.
Oh my god, you put things into perspective. I think I was just like, you can't even make friends. Like, sucks, and like. On the bright side, I'm moving into my apartment on Tuesday, so I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
The IKEA trips begin, or have they begun?
Yeah, they've begun already, and I used to love IKEA, now I hate it. it's just so annoying. You're just like, oh, I have to go here and buy all this stuff. And so, I bought all the basics, so hopefully I won't have to run to IKEA that often. But yeah, so that's the most exciting part, because I really like interior decorating, because I love Sims so much. So I feel like I can, I mean, that'll be a great distraction, like, to, yeah, focus on my new home, and I'm super excited, and maybe it'll make me feel better about not having any friends.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you have roller derby over there. Those are like, it's a scene you're a part of.
Yeah, but then like, because like today I went to practice and I just felt like, I mean, I was just like so frustrated, because I was like, I can't understand the language, and I'm trying, and everyone's really kind. Everyone's nice. But then I'm frustrated with myself because I'm not good enough, and like, I keep asking myself, like, what am I doing here? But I told myself, no matter what, don't give up. Keep going. Because I really feel defeated, but I'm like, no, just don't stop.
Do you see yourself, like, since you live there, to, like, learn Swiss?
Yeah, I've been learning German. I've practiced with an app, like, and I do it maybe like 3 times a week and stuff. I'm supposed to do it every day, but I get lazy. But once, because at work they have German classes, But when I came, I like arrived too late, so I missed like the first semester or whatever. So I have to wait till January for the next round. And I think once I start taking actual classes, it'll help a lot.
You hear people say, like, they say like classes suck, I don't want to learn by myself, but I feel like some people, they need like a controlled environment, you know.
That's true.
I study on my own because I have a class where my teacher tells me, assigns me to do stuff on my own, but like just doing it on, like, I have apps too, but it's harder for me to do that than to be like, oh, I gotta do this homework because it's due tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like with the app is helpful. I mean, I've learned a lot, but it's just like, I mean, it's so limited. Like, you can't really practice that much with somebody. And yeah, like, I just realized writing an essay or something would be really great. Like, it's a great way to just kind of immerse yourself in the language. And I haven't done that, you know, like, I don't think I can write like, well, maybe I could if I really tried write something in German. But yeah, like, I wouldn't have the incentive to push myself to do that.
Mm-hmm. We should make a segment on the podcast where we, like, every week, you say something new in German that you've learned, and I say something new in Mandarin that I've learned.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm so down to do that.
It could be called Mutually Bilingual.
Mutually Lingual.
Mutual Lingual. Yeah, Mutually Lingual.
Mutual ling- or Mutual Lingual.
Mutual Lingua. Lingual.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Okay, like it. How about we start that in the next podcast? Like,
sure, because then I can think about what I want
to
say.
Yeah, it has to be like, we have to say like one sentence. Like, it'll just be easy, like one sentence to say that we've learned.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Awesome. Yes. All right, motivation. Folks. New segment. Will it stick around? We shall see. Yeah, I went to Seattle last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Should I tell you about it? Things happen.
Yes.
So I went there. This was like the second zine festival I went to this year. And first of all, have you been to Seattle before?
Yes, okay. I have, a while ago.
Okay, cool. So my hostel was like right across the street from Pike Place Market.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was a good, so it's like a good location. The hostel was really nice. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the zine festival. It was like Seattle Center, where everything, you know, all the stuff is, the Space Needle. So I go there. It's cool. There's people from the Portland Zine Fest there. So I saw them. And I vote every zine festival that I go to, from Portland to Orange County to LA. I always run into the girl who does the Quietly zines, mm-hmm. and her girlfriend. They're always like, I always run into them. Mm-hmm. And so like finally, like I see like who's sitting next to me there, and I said, oh shit, the Quietly people. Like we were like table neighbors. Mm-hmm. So we're like, hey, what's up? So like the three of us were just hanging out. And I guess I had met them in Portland. I had assumed that they were from Portland. They'd mm-hmm. be like, yeah, I like you. Like, yeah, you guys have this, which is better, from Seattle. Then it turns out she's like, actually, dude, we're from L.A. Which makes sense, because like I saw them at the Orange County Zine Fest in Santa Ana. Mm-hmm. And I like, even wondered, like, why would they come to Portland to go to this like shitty zine? I mean, smaller zine fest. So that just changed the whole game. I was like, wow. So like, yeah. We were hanging out. Everyone was really cool. I asked people in Seattle like the best pizza recommendations. Mm-hmm. It was like a huge freaking zine fest. Like, I think LA is the only one that's bigger, but next to the other ones, it was gigantic. And yeah, it was fun. So the next day was my day to like tour around, right? Mm-hmm. I went to this really cool coffee shop that's connected to like their local radio station. Mm-hmm. So I was doing homework there, and you could see the DJ like in the other room talking like stuff, mm-hmm. which was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the EMP Museum.
That's the one, that's like the Frank Gehry building, right?
Maybe.
Does it look like the Walt Disney Concert Hall?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've been there.
It's like a pop culture museum. Mm-hmm. So you've been, so like, what did they have when you went?
So when I went, it was completely just music. So I think because you had mentioned or I saw your Instagram of like Star Trek and everything. Like when I was there, all I can remember was they had interactive like instruments you could play with and stuff like that. And like it was mostly just music history.
They kind of had that. They had like a huge like Kurt Cobain exhibition because he's from Seattle. Mm-hmm. Well, he's from Washington near Seattle. So there's a big exhibition of Kurt Cobain, his guitar. They had like fan letters from when he was like, in his, like really young, you know, his influence on the Seattle punk scene. That was really cool. Like, and they actually had his old guitars there and like his old t-shirt and, you know. And then they had all the other stuff too. They had like an indie video game exhibition where you could actually play video games there. Set up you would have been playing for hours. Like they just had there's like a whole thing about independent video games on the Nintendo Wii. I was there. It was cool. Then they had like all these movie sections. Like they had one dedicated to sci-fi. Mm-hmm. And they had like giant like Terminators. They had Daleks and Cybermen.
What?
Like really full size replicas.
Oh my gosh.
And they had like a whole exhibition about sci-fi villains. Like they had like Alien from Aliens, Darth Vader. And then they had a horror movie one with like, you know, Jason's mask. And they had like little TVs everywhere with Eli Roth talking about like how like his favorite horror movies and what influenced him. And they had this new documentary about Psycho, and they had a booth where you could like do your scream. All this fun, really cool. You know, I'm a big movie nerd, so I was like loving it.
I feel like that's like your museum.
Dude, it was. Like I had only planned to be there for like 2 hours. I was there for like 4 hours. I could not leave. And then they had one for science fantasy too. So they had like the full costumes of like the Princess Bride, what? Aragorn's sword. They had stuff about, you know, Harry Potter, like types of magic. You know, fantasy, like they had like things about fantasy archetypes, like the unexpected hero, the rogue, you know, the Dark Lord. And so this all built up to like the special exhibition, which was a Star Trek one. Mm-hmm. And my God, it was glorious. Like they had like this whole thing about Gene Roddenberry. Like he's the guy who created Star Trek. And how, like, he was really ahead of his time. Like, he was really, like, into, like, social issues. And he wanted to have, like, black people and, like, Asian people. Like, people of color on the show. Mm-hmm. And, like, the way he got around networks allowing it was saying, oh, this show's in the future. So it would make more sense if we had this.
Wow.
So, like, yeah. So, you know, like, you know, Star Trek had the first interracial kiss, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, and had one of the one of the first Asian American stars, and you know, even the modern day Star Trek, it had like one of the first female captains, black captains, and Star Trek Voyager and Deep Space Nine. So, yeah, it was saying all this like stuff, like how Gene Roddenberry, like, it made me realize Gene Roddenberry was like a really best human, like, and like. And I never really thought about the social issues of Star Trek so much, but it really is like a good show, and like in that sense, like really good, powerful.
I should watch it.
You should, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like because it sounds like because I like shows about like, you know, where it's like a metaphor for like social issues and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should watch it.
You should, and they bring it up in Star Trek too, like. Yeah, you should, because they would have episodes where, like, two aliens are, like, you know, two alien races are at war, and it would be really an analogy for, like, the Cold War, and, you know, they would say something like, oh, in our history, we had this guy named Hitler, like, they would talk about slavery, and, you know, I think there was even an episode where, like, they talk about, like, well, you know, there was always a character who was like Spock or Data, who's like not human, but he's trying to understand human emotions, and he points out like really raw human traits that we never think about ourselves. And so you know, my brother really loves Star Trek. My mom likes Star Trek, so I even got a little emotional just watching it all. I was wishing they were there because they would have loved it.
Did they watch the like, was it the ones from the, was it the ones, the one in from the 80s or before?
Well, so the ones, the original ones were like in the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. And then the ones with Patrick Stewart, that's from the 90s.
Mm-hmm. And oh,
then,
from the 90s.
Yeah. So I mean, we grew up with them, right? Like, I never watched it as a kid, really.
Like, yeah, I remember my cousins used to watch it, and I'd like watch it with them if it was on or something. But like, I didn't like. I think as a kid, when you watch it, I was really young, so it didn't really register with me.
No, totally, because it's not really a kid's show. Like, it looks mm-hmm. like it is because there's spaceships and stuff, but there's not a lot of action. There's mm-hmm. a lot of talking and stuff, and so like, but like. A couple years ago, Michael got into it when it got onto Netflix, like the Patrick Stewart ones.
Oh my God, Netflix! Yes, I'm gonna get Netflix.
Yeah, it's on there. And then like a lot of my friends from like the friends from The Smell back then, they got really into Star Trek. So for a while, everyone was talking about it. So I started watching it and I liked it. And then Michael went back. He got into like the original ones with the mm-hmm. you know the Captain Kirk ones and the Spock ones. And so like. I watched a couple of those. I saw the movie Star Trek II on theaters, and you know, then there's the newer movies too, mm-hmm. which are good. And so that kind of like got me. So I actually got into Star Trek more recently, but
It almost feels like it almost feels like Doctor Who kind of.
But you know, there is a comic book. There was a comic book crossover where, you know, Star Trek The Next Generation, so Patrick Stewart and Data and all of them, they meet the 11th Doctor and Rory and Amy. Like,
really?
And there's a comic series where they had and there's a picture of, like, the Doctor, the 11th Doctor, like, in the captain's chair.
That's so cool.
and there's these villains in Star Trek called the Borg. Mm-hmm. And what they do, they take humans and they kind of like convert them into their own race, sort of mm-hmm. like the Cybermen. Mm-hmm. So it was like in that comic book series, the Cybermen and the Borg, they teamed up. And so the Doctor and Star Trek, like, they teamed up together, and yeah, like it was really cool because it was like a big deal because like two of the oldest sci-fi series. You know, and they still make Doctor Who and they still make Star Trek. So those are like the two things that have always been ongoing, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I feel like Star Trek is like the American version, not version, but it's like the American equivalent, I guess, of like a science fiction show that's been like on for maybe they started around the same time, right? Like the 60s.
Yeah, they were around the same time. I think definitely Star Trek's a little bit more social conscious. Mm-hmm. But even Doctor Who, I mean, they have a lot of like colored characters and a lot of gay characters on their show. Like, mm-hmm. like it's more subtle. But even, yeah, I mean, even thinking about that Doctor Who is pretty like it's pretty forward thinking.
Yeah.
So I was in Star Trek. I couldn't leave. I took a lot of pictures, and that actually made a trip for me. So like not even Seattle, like just that museum and seeing all that. That was like my favorite thing.
The Vince Museum.
Yeah, exactly. And then so I went back to my hostel, and you know, after they had a night where they were giving out free beer for an hour. That just blew my mind.
Wait, so like a whole hour you could drink like 10 beers if you wanted to?
Yeah, you just have to like, just have your ID so they know you're actually staying in the hostel, and like they were just giving out free beer, and you know, people in the hostel were performing, having like band performances. It was a it was a really cool vibe. Like, yeah, and I honestly say this was probably up there at the top three hostels I've ever stayed in my life.
Wait, what's the top three?
The nicest one was probably this one in Nagoya, because it was mm-hmm. just like, you know, it was like it was almost really traditional Japanese mixed with a hostel, but it wasn't like a party hostel where you could meet a lot of people, but it was mm-hmm. it was just really nice mm-hmm. And different. And then I would say the other two, the one that I stayed in Beijing, I really liked a lot because it had a mm-hmm. really big restaurant inside. And then I think number three up until now would be like the one in Austin, because I just met, that's where I met the most friends and had a crazy time. And they had like a secret bookshelf bar. And
that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely the Seattle one is like up there with those, with the greats.
Yeah, this makes me want to travel and stay at hostels. I haven't done that in a long time.
And I, if I remember, you stayed at a hostel in Shanghai, but it wasn't that good.
No, it was actually my first hostel, and it was a bad experience. So I literally was there for one night, and I just checked out.
Yeah.
Because it was just, people were really loud, and I thought they were really inconsiderate, and I couldn't sleep. And then that's when I was like, oh, maybe I need, like, I prefer to have my own space and stuff. But then the places you've been talking about, they just seem so cool. Like, it just, if it's not just a place to, like, sleep. It's, like, a whole experience.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, part of the trip. And that's, and I feel like, okay, I want to look for hostels that are maybe are more like that, where people are maybe more considerate, or, you know, just, like, the vibe is cool and stuff like that.
And I think also what contributed to that was you weren't there for the vacation. You were there for like a work thing, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was there for work.
So you might have been more, yeah, you might have been more, maybe like you would have thought they were less considerate. You would have wanted to join them. If you were like traveling somewhere and were looking to make friends, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the whole, I think it was just like the whole point of the trip. And because I had a hotel to stay at the next day, I was like, well, might as well just stay at the hotel, you know, like it's. Like paid for, so
totally.
Yeah.
And it was one small story that was cool was so I met one of the guys in my hostel. He was like in the bunk below me, and he was like, he was a brony. Mm-hmm. And so I saw his backpack, and I was immediately starting to judge a little bit. It's like, oh fuck, a brony. Like, I guess he like little ponies on his backpack. Mm-hmm. But like we were talking and he seemed nice, and he's like, yeah, I came up here from Redwood City, and I came up here because I met a girl on OkCupid and we were meeting up here. And I was like, dude, that's like awesome. Like, you traveled all the way here for like love. Like, hell yeah, dude. And it's like, so we were talking, I was like, how did it go? And he's like, yeah, it went great. Like, we connected really well. I'm just really depressed because I have to leave tomorrow. I have to leave today. And, you know, I want to stay hanging out with her. So I was just pretty much like, hey man, like it could have went horrible. You could have left with like, at least like now it went well and you guys could see where it goes.
Yeah, that's nice. That's like a heartwarming, like hopeful story about internet dating.
It's a positive one for once on the show. Yeah. And also I was like, that's a great reason to travel, you know? Like that mm-hmm. is, I was like right on. It's like, wow, maybe like bronies aren't as bad as I thought.
And changed your opinion.
Yeah, totally. And it was his first time in a hostel, so he was like, yeah, like I loved it. I saved a lot of money, and it was just like this, it was like, it was just a bed to sleep in. And like he didn't know a lot of things about hostels, like he was about to carry all his, because he had a late night flight, so he was going to carry all his luggage with him as he went out with her one last time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, dude, like you could check out, you have to check out now, but you can leave your bag here and they'll lock it up for you, and you could pick it up tonight, like before your flight. And he's like, well, I didn't know that. Like I was going to carry it with me all day. So like, which I had a late night flight too, so I did the same thing. Mm-hmm. So that actually made everything easier for both of us, for him. So yeah, like wherever he is. You know, I think everything went pretty good with him. Like that was a cool story that came out of Seattle.
Yeah. Have you ever met like I guess lifelong friends from hostels?
Yeah. Well, I told you about like the girl from Korea, remember. Right?
Yes.
And like, uh-huh. And I kind of fell for her, and I traveled to like Korea and Austin. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole podcast of stories to tell right there. But even last time I went to Austin, like all the dudes that I met there, we haven't met up again yet, but we're all friends on Facebook and stuff. So I have, yeah. So like you could definitely like, there's been many people I met on hostels that were just like, you know what, this will just be our time hanging out and that will be it. But yeah, mm-hmm. You definitely can meet lifelong people and, have contacts and people to hang out with and another reason to like visit where they're from.
Hmm.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, should I just stay in a hostel in Lucerne?
Well, no, there's gonna be it's gonna be people passing by though.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they're not gonna be come there.
Oh, right.
Like people have asked me, are there any hostels in LA, Vince, that you know of? And I'm like, why would I know? I'm never gonna stay with you.
Well, I did some traveling too.
You went to Germany.
So the last 2 weekends were quite eventful. So the weekend before, I ended up going to Germany because my friend and I, we wanted to go to this like design museum, and I thought it was in Basel, but turns out it was in Germany. So we had this trip there. We were like, oh, it's fine. It's really close. It's like just one train stop away. But Google Maps made me anyways, we got stuck in Germany for an hour, like not at the right stop. And we were like stranded because the next train was in an hour. So we were like in the middle of nowhere, like in the countryside. And my friend wanted to hitchhike. She like tried to hitchhike, and a guy like drove by, gave her this really weird look. And then we ended up like, we're like, let's try to walk to the museum from here. And then we started walking, and then the road was blocked. So she ran to this old lady's house and knocked on the door. And the old one, we like scared this old woman. We're just like, we're lost. And the woman was like, I can't speak English. It was just like, I was like, oh, my friend, because my friend, like, she's never been in Europe before. And I think she was feeling really like, because she heard that Europeans are really friendly to travelers and stuff, so I think she really wanted to try out that theory.
Oh, she was visiting. She wasn't from
there. Yeah. No. Yeah. So she was actually a friend from Hong Kong. She was here for a week for work, and then we just met up on the Sunday. Germany was cool. We just went to the museum. We ended up like getting back on the train and finding our way back and everything. And the museum was super nice. It's like an interior like furniture place. And so I was really excited and happy. It was basically, we walked around all these showrooms, and it felt like a giant dollhouse. And I was really into it. And we actually just spent the whole day just kind of sitting on really nice chairs and just staring at the landscape. And
I saw that Instagram photo.
Yeah. And I remember at one point we were sitting on this chair. It was like a really comfortable chair. We were staring out at the countryside for like 20 minutes. And I felt like I was at a spa. Like I felt like I was just so relaxed. And I was like, wow, I haven't felt this relaxed and this like not stressed in so long. And yeah, it was just, so I felt like it was a nice, it kind of like cleansed my mind a bit. Then we went back to, after the museum, we went back to, not Germany, Switzerland, back to Basel, and explored that area for a little bit. We had fondue, which I am not a fan. It's because basically it's melted cheese, and then they like dip bread in the melted cheese. But they pour like half a bottle of white wine into the cheese. So it's like really boozy cheese. And I guess if that's your only meal, I'm like, I would just get sick of this. Like, and it was just two of us like eating this like cheese booze thing, you know?
That sounds amazing. That sounds like everything I love. Booze, cheese, and bread.
it sounds like it would, but it's just like boozy melted cheese, and you're like, I kind of want, like, especially if you didn't want to drink that night, you're like, I don't know if I wanted to eat this, you know. But I mean, it's definitely like you should try it. I think it's a really good like social dinner type of thing. Like if there's a bunch of people eating it, that'd be fine. But it was just like two people, and that was like it, kind of like was all we had. So not as fun. Yeah, anyway, so that was the weekend before, and then yesterday, so my friends decided, because they had a visitor, so they were like, let's go to Lugano, which is the Italian part of Switzerland. So it's like a two-hour drive south. So we just woke up early, we just went there without any plans. We had lunch. Like, I was just like, for me, I was just like, okay, I have to do all the Italian stuff. Like, I have to eat pasta, and we have to eat gelato. And then, so we had, like, the food was, I mean, it was Switzerland, still Switzerland, so the food was really expensive.
Yeah.
But the pasta was so good. Everything was really good. And then we decided to walk to this village. Like, we're like, okay, let's walk to this village, turns out we ended up walking like 10 kilometers, which I don't know what that is, but it's really far. And the village was like closed. So
wait, the village closed?
Yeah, like we went there and like all the restaurants, because we want to go there to like eat hot chocolate, to drink hot chocolate. That was the whole point.
You traveled a million billion miles, a quest. Like a Lord of the Rings quest for hot chocolate.
The cool thing was the walk was really nice. Like we were walked by the river, by the lake, and it was really sunny. So because right now it's in like Lucerne, it's really cold. Like it's like snowing in the mountains and stuff. But there, it's a lot warmer. I think it's more like an LA type of winter. So it's really sunny, and then you really felt like you were, because it's still Switzerland, but you really felt like you were just in another country. And the scenery is really beautiful, but yeah, the place was closed. And then but we were like, it's fine. So we kind of walked halfway back and then took a bus back to the city, and then we had gelato. It was like 40 degrees, but we still had gelato, and it was worth it. It was so good. Like the gelato, so in the ice cream cone, you can like they pour like melted chocolate into the cone first. Like that's an option you can have.
Oh my god.
And then they put the gelato on it, and it was like you could choose between like dark chocolate or white chocolate. I chose dark chocolate, and it was so good. Like we were eating outside and I was freezing because it was cold, and you're just like, it's worth it. Yeah, it was so good.
Why have you not posted a photo of this yet?
I posted a photo of the walk.
I know you took a photo of it. I can't imagine.
I took a photo of the gelato. But the thing is that it doesn't capture, like, because I just took a, it just looks like an ice cream cone. Because like I didn't take a picture of, like, you couldn't see like the chocolate inside the cone.
I know what you mean. So the photo can't, if it can't convey the gloriousness of the, it's not worth posting.
Well, I could post it and write about it, but really the photo just looks like I'm holding an ice cream cone. It just looks really like basic.
No, I understand. But, yeah.
Yeah, but it was, oh my god, it was so good. And this makes me want to go to Italy to eat more, and eat more gelato, and eat more pasta, and eat pizza.
I had all of that in Italy. It's still the greatest gelato I've ever had in my life.
Oh my god. So yeah, that was yesterday, which was fun.
Sounds cool.
On our ride back, I saw a shooting star.
That's a nice way to cap it off, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is like, I really want to visit you in Switzerland now.
Okay, but then first let me like know the places, you know what I mean? Like know like where to go and everything. But we could even do like, just like, because that's a cool thing about Switzerland. It's like it's like many countries. It's like many countries inside one big country. So like you drive like 1 hour, and it's like different, you know?
Yeah.
So like right now I'm almost like, I almost don't feel like I'm in a rush to like travel around Europe. I just kind of wanted to see Switzerland because it's so diverse, like in that sense, and. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely gonna wait until like a good half a year or even more. Yeah, until like you know you're basically a Swiss chick.
Yeah, and I know all the cool places to take you, because right now I only know one cool place that you would like.
Yeah, it'd be like in our first month in Hong Kong, if someone came over like, all right, show us around. I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is my second to last day of my 20s right here. The clock is ticking. I've had the way I do my birthdays, like you like huge birthday parties. I think this is one instance where you're way more extroverted than me, because I don't, you know, I've always hated parties for me. Like, mm-hmm. So what I do for my birthday is I have a series of like one-on-one birthday hangouts where like a friend wants to take me, like someone says, Vince, let's do something for your birthday. So they'll take me to dinner and buy me something. So I've had a couple of those, and that's like my ideal. And so, but I like that because it spreads my birthday for like 2 weeks before my birthday and like 2 weeks after my birthday, because people want to do things around it. So yeah, so like for the past 2 weeks, I've been having like birthday hangouts and getting small gifts and free dinners and here.
That's
and there.
That's nice though, because you basically you can just get free dinners for like 2 weeks.
Just milk it, right? Yeah. Like one of my friends took me to an Italian restaurant. We had pizza and wine. Then got a beer afterwards. I didn't have to pay for a thing all night. That was like my jam. That was like perfect. Another friend brought me like a beer from Oregon and got me like a cool like bracelet thingy. Like I had dinner with my mom on Friday, got a free buffet and a new microwave.
That's actually because usually I have like a week long birthday, but it seems like you have like a birthday month.
Yeah.
And then you go travel, which is like cool.
Yeah, I'm going to Egypt, DC. I'm going to go see Abe Lincoln. Then I have one day in London. I'm going to meet up with Crystal, mm-hmm. And then I'm staying at this cool hostel over in Egypt, and get more museums, and I'm going to see some mummies. Yeah, it should be a. So it's and I got a hostel where I'm going to have my own room because I think I'm going to be, because like I'm not really going to have a day to rest, mm-hmm. until I go. Like I have to do work and homework and nonstop, mm-hmm. stuff all week long. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then the holidays are coming up. It's December. Like,
oh my god, it's December.
Yeah, it's like a rollercoaster. And you're coming in December still, are you?
Yeah, I still am, but I still have to like ask for my vacation days.
Cool.
And right now I'm still deciding on the days because I'm just gonna come back for 2 weeks since I already came back like a week in the summer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, which I'm kind of like, because in like 2 weeks, then I feel like it's gonna be like really busy, and I do like those days where I just sit and do nothing. So
yeah,
we'll see. I'll just have to plan it. But yeah, so I'm coming back. I might spend New Year's in LA too.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do like a special podcast extravaganza.
Like we always say.
Yeah. we were talking about, like, Carlo and I, we were saying, like, since we had a cool horror movie night when you're here, we should have, like, the same thing with, like, Christmas movies, like with Die Hard or something.
Yes. 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 And I could be part of it.
Yeah, you could be part of it. Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yes. No, yeah. Yeah, please have one.
Oh, yeah, we talked about the Halloween one in the last episode, mm-hmm. so, and it was a good time. So, yeah, we should probably cut this short because I got to get back to work.
Okay.
Should we do like a Michael's Musings? I don't think we did it in the last episode.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's pull up the old moving Michael's Facebook thing. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
The only big thing that happened this week was the election.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have to talk about
it. That's too serious for a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Yeah. I got my own things going on now.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have to talk about it.
Let's see. Let me see what's a funny one. Okay. I'm going to a random one. I don't know if this is funny or not, but we're gonna go with it.
We'll see as we listen to it.
Yeah, okay. Just, okay. Let's do two to make up one for last week.
Okay.
So Michael's Musings from November 2nd. Feeling amazed. For the average homeless bottle collector, would the Great Pacific Garbage Patch be a gold mine? And that's pretty much it. It's a good question. All right, November 7th, Michael's Musings on Facebook. there's this fish tank at work, and boringly, there isn't much to do other than look at it. It isn't a big fish tank by any means, but the fish are pretty large. They are confined to a space. I asked one of my coworkers how long they've been there for, and she said 4 years. 4 years. Probably the worst 4 years of their lives. I can see their frustration. They sometimes attack each other. Sometimes they swim in sad circles really fast. Imagine how jealous they must be of the fish in a kinneret. I don't even know what that is. I guess it's some Jewish thing. Kinneret, do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, kinneret. I guess it's maybe the ocean. Those fish swim freely. No pathetic small circles there. They live in an open market of free space. Then reality dawns on me, and I realize the fish have no reason beyond instincts, no wonder, or feeling. They know nothing. And the reality of them just existing blindly and stupidly staring at me from beyond their sad tank is even more frightening. Oh my Hasham. and then Michael's classic friend Joseph says, I recently got a fish, and there's a thread of 17 replies that we will not go into. And that, my friends, have been Michael's musings. So guys, this has been Mutually Awkward Podcast. The next episode, I will be an adult. So we're going to start playing like classical.
He will be a 100% man.
A 100%, you know, like hair on my chest man chopping down trees. And I'm gonna start playing like classical music and stopping the podcast and ending it past before 9 p.m. because I have to take my
and
milk
and drink your milk.
You can go to sleep.
Oh, and then you wear house slippers
and a robe.
Yes.
And read the LA Times. Yeah, guys, so
bye.
Keep it awkward.